This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Tzipa Esther Bas Reb Shalom Doivber in honor of her Yahrzeit on Beis Elul. May her neshama have an aliyah, and may she be a Melitz Yosher for her children and Einiklach for all good. It's also sponsored L'Zchus Tila Bas Chana Shetichya in honor of her birthday, and Le'ili Nishmas Victor Nissim Ben Chaim, who passed away on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The learning of the Dvar Torah is l'schus Reb Shalom Mardchai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hameitzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the Kedusha of the eyes. Chazal say that the heart and eyes can be two middlemen for Avedis, for through them a person can be led to sin. Hashem tells a person, if you give me your eyes, then you are mine. The Arizal says that eyesight connects a person with the subject of view, and whatever one sees has an impression on his neshama, for good or for bad. This can be seen by an ostrich that can hatch its eggs just by looking at them. The Shalom HaKadosh writes on the Pasuk Ayin Tachas Ayin that the eye of a Yid corresponds to the Ruchniyistika eye above. And when a person guards his eyes and looks at proper things, his eyes will be brightened with Kedusha. If, however, a person looks at improper things, he separates his eyes from the Kedusha and causes a pgam, a blemish, above. A scholarly chassid once came to Kotsk and complained to the tzaddik Rabbi Nachum Mendel about his weak memory in Torah. The Torah itself gives us a skula to improve memory, said the tzaddik. He then quoted the two adjacent psukim from Shema, V'lois asuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem, l'ma'an tizkiru. You should not follow your hearts and your eyes. And the next pasuk says, in order that you remember. When Basya, King Paroi's daughter, heard an infant's cry and opened a basket that was floating on the water, she felt a strong rachmanus for the baby. Though the midah of rachmanus is a Yiddish characteristic, Basya was able to feel it because looking at a tzaddik leaves a strong impression. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim was established to be the center for Torah learning. Tosfos explained that this was because in Yerushalayim the Talmidim would see the great Kedusha and the Kohanim involved with their Avodah. This would bring them to have more Yirat Shamayim and increase their learning Torah. Once Rabbi Yonason was being chased by the Apikorsim, heretics, so he ran from them until he entered his home, locking the door behind him. Standing behind the door, they called out, Rabbi Yonason, go to your mother and compliment yourself that you had not turned around to look us, for had you done so, you would have been running after us to join us. The tzaddik Reb Aaron of Karlin said, what is the surprise that the younger Hasidim are not able to uplift themselves? This is because they make light of the small matters. When we, however, notice a goyish woman with a slight breach of tznius, we find it disgusting and turn away immediately, and upon coming home we thank Hashem for his kindness. There are certain holy things which Chazal say one should look at, for they have positive effects. Looking at the heaven causes a person to think of Hashem and brings Yirat Shamayim. When Tsar Nikolai decreed that Yidden can only wear a hat with a large visor, the Alter Rebbe said, Klipa is disturbing people from gazing at heaven, which is a known skula for Yirat Shamayim. Now there will be additional avodah of turning around the hat. Indeed, many chassidim turned around their hat with the visor away so that they would easily be able to gaze above. At a farbringen, the Rebbe mentioned the practice many Yiddish women have to surround a child with images of Kedusha and Yiddishkeit, and not Rachmano Litzlan with non-kosher animals or ammunition. Although adults should not be exposed to such things as well, it is especially important for children who are so impressionable. On a later occasion, in Tovshin Mem Dalet, the Rebbe spoke of this again, this time encouraging everyone to adopt this practice. The Rebbe added that even pictures drawn for illustration purposes should be completely holy and kosher. The Rebbe connected this added level of Kedusha to the imminent Geula when all impurity will be removed from the world. The Shalom HaKadosh writes that when learning one should look at the letters because ois yois machkimois, seeing the letters of Lashon HaKodesh makes one clever. This is also a skula that one should remember that which he learned. The Rebbe said that similarly, by davening, one should look inside a siddur, and the letters will enlighten one's eyes. Also, one should gaze at tzitzis, as the Torah says that this will bring a person to remember the mitzvahs, and consequently keep them. One should look at the Shabbos candles at the beginning of Kiddush, for it is a skula to heal eyesight. One should see the letters of the Torah during Hagbah, to the point that one can read them, and they will be endowed with a great light. The Alter Rebbe writes that one should make an effort to come close to the Bima to be able to see the Torah. Chazal lists certain things at which one should not gaze, for they bring negative results. It is forbidden to gaze at the face of a Rasha or a Goy, for it brings the spirit of Tumah upon the observer, and causes one's eyesight to be weakened. Chazal say that part of the cause for Yitzchak Avinu's loss of eyesight was his looking at Esav. The Tana Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said that he merited to live long, for he never looked at the face of a Rasha. Similarly, one should not look at a person who is angry, for it causes forgetting. One should not look at the moon, except for a moment before Kiddush Levana, nor at a rainbow, besides before making the bracha, which causes harm to the eyes. Some say that all of these only apply to concentrated staring. The Navi Yeshaya says, V'hoyu einecha royeis esmeirecha, that one should see his teachers. Chazal learned from here that much can be gained by seeing the face of a Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi attributed the greater sharpness he had in learning in comparison to the other Tanoim to his having seen Rabbi Meir when standing behind him. Rabbi added that if he had seen the face of Rabbi Meir, his mind would have become even sharper. Conversely, the Chachamim would not rely so much on Rav Sheshes, who was blind, since he was not able to see the motions of his Rebbe when teaching. Chazal relate Yosef HaTzadik was saved from doing an Aveira when seeing the image of his father in a vision. The Arizal writes that envisioning the image of one's Rebbe can help him in understanding a difficulty in learning. At a Farbrengen, the Rebbe spoke how through envisioning the image of a Rebbe, one can be aroused in an exceptional way and have all obstacles removed. The Rebbe said that even those who never saw the Rebbe in real life can accomplish this by looking at a picture. Once a Yid, having committed many grievous Averis, came before the Tzaddik Reb Motel Chenumbler to ask for a path to Tshuva. Seeing his pan, the tzaddik told him, "I am too old to handle this. Go to the Ruzhiner and he will help you." The Yid traveled to the tzaddik of Ruzhin and gave him the note listing all his wrongdoings. When the tzaddik finished reading the note, he instructed the Yid that from that day on he should say every single word of davening and benching from a siddur, even the bracha of Asher Yotzar. He further instructed him to look at his face the entire time he is at the tish. This Yid should gaze at his face the entire time. The Yid did as the Tzaddik directed and reached great heights. In the city of Kremenchug in Ukraine, there lived many Erlicha and learned Yidden, including many wealthy Yidden who would generously fund many of the communal needs. However, one rich man, the owner of a flour mill, was exceptionally wealthy and had many dealings with high Russian officials. Over time, he left the path of Yiddishkeit completely. Very proud of his riches and high official connections, he spent his time socializing with the Russian ministers. Once, while the wealthy mill owner was in Petersburg for business, he heard that the Rebbe Rashab was then in town staying in a hotel. Although he was steeped in worldly desires, he had a strong wish to see the Rebbe, who was known throughout the world for his wisdom and kedusha. The mill owner arrived at the hotel when chassidim were being admitted to yechidus, but the chassid in charge refused him entry. He attempted to enter by force and caused quite a commotion. Hearing the noise, the Rebbe Rashab opened the door and motioned for him to be allowed in. As he entered the room and beheld the Rebbe, the mill owner was suddenly filled with awe and fear and was unable to say anything. The Rebbe calmed him and asked him why he had come, and only after some time was he finally able to reply, "I did not come for anything, I just came to see." The Rebbe gave him a bracha and he left. Years later, this wealthy man related, "From the moment I saw the Rebbe, I changed completely, for seeing his holy face made a deep impression on me. I have seen great ministers and leaders of the kingdom, but never felt any fear. Yet when I saw the Rebbe, an intense fear overcame me, and I decided to change my ways. When I arrived home, I got rid of all my non-kosher dishes and began closing my mill on Shabbos. He became a proper Yid in every way and formed a strong connection to the Rebbe." Ksiva v'chasima toiva, l'shana toiva u'mesuka.